I'm on a walk this morning. Yesterday I moved my camp some 20 kilometers northwest of where I was. And I stopped in this area because I started picking up quite a bit of game sign. So this is the first morning that I'm walking in this new area. It's about 9 o'clock. There's quite a bit of a wind blowing. You may be able to hear it in the trees. Now, it's always a thing to decide what direction to walk. One must check the wind carefully before you start out, because you don't want the wind to give away your scent to animals that you're going to possibly come across. So one has to plan your walk so that you always have the wind into your face or across your front. I've been following game paths in the area, and here on the game path are badger tracks. But they are quite easy to identify. The imprint is about the size of the palm of an average human hand, and it's got these very distinct claw marks far out in front. The claws are long and knife-like, very strong and sharp. Now, I admire various animals for different reasons. Wild dogs, for example, are the super athletes of the bush, and they have perfected the art of group living, mutual support and collaboration to a level of refinement which humans probably will never attain. And if I come across some wild dog sign in the course of this expedition, because they might very well be wild dogs here, it's their habitat and it's within their range, then we can discuss them in a bit more detail. But honey badgers now, I admire them because they are so incredibly courageous. They will take on anything. I have even seen one intimidate an elephant. Maybe the elephant had a bad moment, but it wasn't afraid of the size. That's the point. They are aggressive to the point where it's almost amusing. I find it endearing. And they are incredibly tenacious and resilient. They never ever seem to give up. They just keep on and on trying to find a way to achieve whatever they wanted to do. And they are quite innovative to make use of what is around them to help them. They're not at the level of crows and chimpanzees where they make tools, but they will use what they have around them to achieve their objective. This wind is really strong. I hope it's not interfering with the recording too much. It comes and goes a bit. It's a little bit calmer at the moment, but it's actually quite noisy in the trees. Now this one was trotting along quite casually along this game path, and they always seem to trot as they forage with their nose quite close to the ground. They will eat almost anything that they can overpower, and that ranges from small insects, scorpions are a favorite, to snakes. They take on black mambas, which I believe is the most dangerous snake in the world, and animals many times their size and weight, they're not averse to taking on for food. They will also eat fruit and tumors and roots, berries and so on. They almost don't need to drink. They get moisture from their food, from the tsamas and so on that they eat, and they even if there is water, they appear to not visit the water hole, only very occasionally. So yes, quite a tough and amazingly adapted an adaptable animal that can survive against great odds. Wonderful to see its tracks here. I've just spotted two hartebeest in an open area. This is now the thing about this wind, because it makes quite a bit of noise in the trees, so the game can't hear you, and they can't smell me because the wind is blowing across my front. So I can see them and get quite close to them before they become aware of me. These two are standing in an open area. They're probably about 50 or 60 meters from me, maybe a bit more. So they can't hear, but they're looking in my direction. They might have spotted some movement, but their eyesight is not very good, although their hearing and their smell is extremely acute. These are two sub-adult bulls, adult but not quite herd animals yet, able to defend their own territory. The bulls are territorial, and they herd the females into harems, and then they control that harem in that particular area. And the young bulls are kept on the fringes. They're not allowed to come into the harem area. These hartebeest are savanna animals, and they grazers, so they eat grass, and they hardly ever need water. They're one of those astonishingly adapted animals to the desert conditions, and they get water from the plants they eat, and by metabolizing water from their own fats and proteins. Absolutely amazingly interesting animals. They're extremely fast runners. They're probably one of the fastest antelopes in Africa. They got these long, thin legs, and they run in this sort of bounding gallop. They're of course, especially the younger ones, are prey for cheetah, and a coalition of cheetah males may be able to take on even a bigger one, but usually the full-grown ones are too big for a cheetah. But for lions, it's good prey, although they easily outrun a lion. Lions have to surprise them, ambush them to get them. Very interesting animals. These two are standing dead still, watching me. They're not sure what they're seeing. And they're a bit too inquisitive to run away. They're just standing there watching me. I'm standing dead still and just enjoying them. They seem to be starting to relax now. Maybe decided that this is not really going to be much of a threat. I think this is where I need to stop this recording. It's getting a bit long now, I fear. So the rest of my walk I'll put into another recording.